The Prince George Spruce Kings find themselves tied back up with the West Kelowna Warriors for points in the Interior Division after the Warriors defeated them 4-3 Saturday night at Kopar Memorial Arena. The win snapped a four-game losing skid for the Warriors as they earned their 13th win of the season. Justin Katz stopped 27 of 30 shots and came up with two key saves late in the third period to keep the Warriors ahead as he ended up earning his 11th win between the pipes for West Kelowna. Jordan Fairley turned away 22 of 26 shots, however, was handed his fourth loss of the season. In the opening period, Alexi Van Hoot Cachero scored his fifth goal of the season at 2:08. The goal was set up by Christopher Duclair, who carried the puck around the PG net before connecting with the Warriors' assistant captain. Down 1-0, Prince George ended up landing themselves with a 5-on-3 power play following a pair of penalties to West Kelowna. One night removed from scoring two goals, Austin Fraser scored on the power play at 5:16. The play was assisted by Killian McGregor Bennett and John Harrington. Still, on the power play, Jake Schneider scored less than a minute after the Spruce Kings knotted up the score to take a 2-1 lead. Jack Stockfish set up the scoring play at 6:02. At 16:04, Riley Sharoon scored his second of the season to tie the game back up before the end of the opening period. Kylas Green and Caden Schaupmeier assisted. In the second period, Aiden Reeves pushed the Warriors ahead just 15 seconds into the middle period. The goal was the Prince George product's second of the season. Bobby May and Jaden Moriello earned assists. After scoring on the power play in the opening period, Schneider put a shot on the Warriors' net. The puck ricocheted off the blocker of Katz and into the back of the net to tie the game at 4-4. His second of the game marked his ninth of the season. Penalties hurt the Spruce Kings in the final period of regulation. A pair of penalties put the Spruce Kings on the penalty kill down two skaters. PG killed of the initial penalty, but a clearing attempt banked off a Spruce Kings player and stayed inside the defensive zone, leading to a power play goal by Luke Devlin. The goal put the Warriors ahead 4-3 at 6:34 and a strong defensive performance throughout the remaining time, as well as a pair of key saves from Katz, helped the Warriors secure the win and land themselves back into the win column. West Kelowna finished the game going 1-for-6 on the power play. The lone power play goal ended up being the game winner. Meanwhile, the Spruce Kings finished the game having scored twice on six occasions with the man advantage. Prince George now gets ready for a pair of home games next weekend when they play host to the Cranbrook Bucks. Friday, December 3rd will be the first time the two teams meet this season.